In this age of Watergate, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein reign supreme. They are the industrious young reporters for the Washington Post who are credited with breaking much of the Watergate material and winning a Pulitzer Prize for their newspaper. They give a blow-by-blow account of their labors in the book All the President's Men. It's now at the top of the bestseller list. But some skepticism is now developing about the achievements of Woodward and Bernstein. Edward J. Epstein, who's made a reputation for challenging accepted facts, writes in the current issue of Commentary magazine that the press in general, and Woodward Bernstein in particular, have been given too much credit. Stephen Banker talked with the Post reporters and asked them first what kind of mail they're getting.
They thank us a lot more than I think we deserve thanks. They're very warm, friendly. I think we get, our quota of anti-Semitic mail, of nut mail, of hate mail.
But and people who have, a lot of letters from people who just say, why don't you get off the president's back? Why don't you stop writing about this? And the point is that we're not in the business of being on anybody's back. We're not in the business, and I guess we can sit up here and proclaim that, and people can read the book, and I don't know that that becomes clear, but we're just not, because it doesn't work. We would last in this business not very long.
Gentlemen, in a recently published article, Edward J. Epstein, who, as you know, is the first person to raise doubts about the efficiency of the Warren Commission's investigation of President Kennedy's assassination, and also he raised doubts about the news media's coverage of the Black Panther murders. He now says that you were given too much credit for the discovery of Watergate stories, and various government agencies too little, and that essentially what you did was to report what was systematically leaked to you by the FBI, the Department of Justice, and other investigatory bodies that were looking into the Watergate matter. What do you say?
Let me say one quick thing about the premise there, and that is that we agree that we've gotten too much credit, in the sense that Watergate and disclosing Watergate has been a process involving the press, the FBI, prosecutors, congressional committees, Judge Sirica, and I don't see how anyone can take out a piece and say Sirica is responsible for X number of things that happened. The Washington Post is responsible for X number of things. That the Senate committee is responsible for X number of things. It's been a process where the system is working finally, mm-hmm. and it's an interaction.
Epstein, though.
Epstein, that article in Commentary to which you refer, and I think Bob wants to say something about the various points in it, has more errors of fact in it than any piece that I've read about Watergate coverage ever.
What's interesting, we don't want to spring to the defense and say, oh, he's wrong. I found it interesting that he wrote that article and didn't even talk to us or talk to anybody at the Washington Post.
Or any reporters,
sort
apparently.
Of like us writing about the White House and not talking to people at the White House, which is a process, a basic journalistic process that you've got to observe, because you can get a slant on things that's wrong, and that's the benefit of saturation reporting. And to write an article about it's really not about us, it's about the news media, but he did not talk to us. The point, I guess, that needs to be made, and I think it's described at some length in the book, that we spent some time learning about the White House. We had not covered the White House or national politics.
You didn't know who Chuck Colson was when you started
right,
working.
That's right, exactly. Yeah. No idea. And we had to figure out what the lines of authority were. Who was in charge? What were the rules? What was the mental attitude? And it became pretty clear to us after a couple of days of really casual conversation with people there that it was run with an iron hand by Haldeman and Ehrlichman, and that there was an intense suspicion of the news media, anybody who questioned what they did. And so what we did is we pieced information together. For instance, more than 6 weeks before the election, we wrote that there was a massive destruction of records at the Committee for the Re-election of the
Which
President.
Which said, in effect, it just plain said it, that there was a cover-up. Mr. Epstein's article and Commentary says that this was never brought out by the press, that the press never developed the idea that there was a cover-up going to the
but
contrary.
I think you're really not speaking to Epstein's major point, and that is that all this material would have come out in due course through the filter of government investigatory agencies.
That's quite possible, but look at the first Watergate trial in which the conclusion of the prosecutors was that it went no higher than Liddy and that Liddy was the boss. In I understand what Judge Sirica has said, and in conversations we've had with Senator Ervin, specifically Senator Ervin said that he established or was willing to get involved in a Senate investigation of Watergate mainly because of the Segretti stories and because of that destruction of records story. He said there were questions that were unanswered, that he felt that the prosecution had not gone into everything, and that he felt it was incumbent on the United States Senate to do that. And if you look at the timetable of disclosure, the Senate committee was set up in February of 73. McCord himself has said that this was part of the impetus to writing his letter to Sirica, that all, a lot of the testimony, a lot of what we know about Watergate came from that Senate committee.
I think the point with Epstein is to first explain a little bit about what that piece does, and perhaps this is a strong statement, but I find that perhaps the worst reporting that Mr. Epstein has done there, that I, in fact, he hasn't done any reporting. He hasn't talked to people. He doesn't even read our stories or the book straight.
Well, is he right when he says that you confused the Segretti dirty tricks operation with the plumber's unit and that you said that there were 50 other Segretti-type agents?
To the contrary. What he says there is that we wrote that this that Watergate stemmed from the Segretti operation. We wrote exactly the opposite, as we say both in the story and the book, that the Segretti operation stemmed from this massive campaign.
Chronologically, you were right.
Which we now know, you know, began really at the beginning of this administration.
It's incredibly sloppy reporting on his part. Obviously, a lot of these things were contained in FBI files, were known to the government, but I guess the significance is, what was the government doing about it? Several weeks before the election, when we introduced Donald Segretti and wrote stories about this campaign of sabotage and espionage involving Dwight Chapin, the president's appointment secretary, Herbert Kallenbach, the president's personal attorney, Richard Kleindienst, then the attorney general, said quite pridefully to reporters and on television that he wasn't investigating this because there was no violation of the law.
And well, no connection to Watergate.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein of the Washington Post. Their book is All the President's Men. This is Stephen Banker in Washington.